Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Our very special guest today on Faith and Freedom is Gianna Jessen. She has a powerful story about how she survived a saline abortion and then how the Lord Jesus transformed her life and has used her to be a light to those around the world who hear her story. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel, and Gianna is our special guest. Gianna, you were on Faith and Freedom, and you told us not only about your saline abortion that was failed and you survived, but also about your story in terms of how you encountered Jesus. And before we even get to that, those who are listening, you have a message for them. Maybe those who have just tuned in, they're driving in their car, they're at home, and they know somebody, or maybe they themselves have ultimately gotten in a situation where they've had an abortion. Speak to them before we talk about anything else.
Also, the men listening, they're often left out of this equation.
That's true.
And I do want to just quickly apologize to all the men in the world on behalf of all the emasculating and controlling and irritating women that exist.
That's a good way to put it.
We really have done a lot to destroy your masculinity in this nation, and you are created in the image of God, made to be courageous and to defend women and children. So I don't want to leave you out of what I am about to say, but if you've been involved in paying for an abortion or if a woman had one, all that Matt just said, Jesus is your answer. No other form of medicating. He is the healer. There's no other medicine that can free you from that abortion, but He can. And He remembers it no more when you come and you ask Him for forgiveness. He doesn't even remember it anymore. So please don't torture yourself for the rest of your life for something that Christ died for.
You know, I was in college and a minister gave a message, and I'll never forget the little phrase and illustration he used, and it's about forgiveness. And it's talking about somebody outside the shower and you're showering and you drop the soap and the person out there is taunting you and say, you drop the soap, there's no hope, you have to stop the shower now. I mean, how ridiculous would that be? It's a little simple illustration, but it's always stuck with me. You know, we drop the soap all the time, but there's always hope.
Right.
Satan's always there saying, there's no hope, give up. You're too far beyond redemption. You have let the Lord down so many times. You've gone too far. And with Jesus, there's always hope.
Right.
That's right.
And I'm sure you've had opportunity to forgive your biological mother as well, right?
Yes. In fact, that was wild. God is great in that He'll speak to you. And I know that someone listening might be thinking, what? That is insane. But the Bible actually confirms that my sheep know my voice. And to put this in a nutshell, one day I was on a plane and the Lord said to me, what would you do if your biological mother showed up at an event? Would you say? And what would you do if she did this? And what would you do if she interrupted the event? And what would you do if she did that? And what, because she knew of me and she knew of my forgiveness, because my adoptive mother had met with my biological mother and told her of my forgiveness, but that I just didn't want to meet her, not because I'm all, you know, freaked out, but just I wanted to move along. And so the Lord was going, what would you do if this happened? And I had to answer this question. It was like a litigator just going on and on for 2 weeks. And I should have known, but He's so good that He won't tell you the whole story so you don't flip out. And so I show up at this event, and I'm greeting everyone, as I generally do at the end. And this woman just came up, and she said, hi, I'm your mother.
Oh, my goodness.
And there was no warning except that 2 weeks of the Lord.
Wow. Just letting
me know. And so I just looked at her, and I was saying, Jesus, 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 in my head. Help me, Jesus, help me, Jesus. I looked at her, and I said, ma'am, I am a Christian, and you must need to know that I forgive you. And she said, I don't want your forgiveness. And I said, ma'am, I am a Christian, and I forgive you. I don't want your forgiveness. You're a father, and you're this, and you're an embarrassment to this family, and you are this, and you are that. And I just heard the voice of the Lord say, Gianna, you are a little princess. Stand up and speak with the authority of one.
Wow.
And I stood up and I said, ma'am, I'm a Christian and I forgive you, but I will no longer allow you to speak to me in this manner. And I got up and I walked out. And I say that because you asked me the question, but also to let the listener know, you do not need to be defined by what you've been told or where you come from.
Absolutely.
Wow.
God is
good.
That's
powerful.
He prepared you for that.
Now, you were actually raised by your grandmother?
I was raised by her daughter.
Your grandmother's daughter.
But I was really bonded to my grandmother as my mother because that was my Penny, and Penny took me in at 17 months.
And she was, you're not the only one that she helped.
56.
Woo!
56
children? Wow.
And not just any children. These were the children that supposedly no one else really wanted, drug addicted from the womb, most severely disabled. I mean, just, and I was in that camp. And she took me in, and she just adored me, and it was about time. I needed someone to adore me.
Wow.
And she taught me to walk. And then she took me through spinal surgery at 10 and taught me to walk all over again.
You know, Gianna, I saw recently the statistics saying that over 80% of women who had abortions now regretted it because they felt like they had no choice at that point. How would you speak to them, someone who is considering abortion, who feels like she has no other option?
Oh, my gosh. Go to your local pregnancy resource center. There's one, right near you. You can go right to your pregnancy center. All their services are free and confidential. They're amazing people. They're not alone. You are not going to just be left there to figure all this out yourself. This is the beginning of your life, not the end of your life.
Amen.
Wow. Well, there is so much that we can cover here and so little time to cover it. I want to see if I can invite you back for another Faith and Freedom. Is that okay?
Sure, no problem.
Because I want to be able to talk about some of the issues in terms of what other people can do to stand up for the sanctity of human life. I think that we are literally on the verge of something huge in this country, of returning this nation back to a position where we respect God's creation from one end of the spectrum of life to the other end of the spectrum of life, from conception till natural death. And I want to be able to talk a little bit more about that. So I'm going to have another program with you where we talk specifically about that. But in the last 60 seconds or so of what we have here on Faith and Freedom, what would you what is the word that you want to say to people that are listening from all different kinds of perspectives? And I know that's hard to ask you that in a 60-second time frame, but what is it that's on your heart?
One day, I obviously spend a lot of time on airplanes, and the Lord was speaking to me, and he said, Gianna, at this time, it was 50 million children. Now it's much higher.
Over 58, yeah.
Did you say 58?
Yes, yeah. More than 58 now.
Gosh. But at that time, he said, Gianna, the blood of over 50 million children cries to me from the ground, like that of the blood of Abel. I don't forget any of them.
Wow. Well, you know, and that brings us to what we want to talk about tomorrow, because not only does God not forget any of those, he will forgive anyone who has committed a sin for committing the act. But as a nation, God doesn't forget it as a nation either, which means that as individuals, we repent, we're forgiven. But as a nation, we need to repent as well, because we cannot continue to go forward. Even stopping abortion, which I believe that we will overturn Roe versus Wade.
But
we as a nation have to repent as well, because as a nation, our policies and our laws have ultimately participated in this. Maybe you want to support Gianna in her ministry to get the word out, because she has a life-changing message. She is a life-changing person, just embodiment because of her story. She was born during a saline solution, survived, and now she lives to tell the praises of Jesus Christ. And as she began the program, Jesus came to set at liberty those who are enslaved, who are captive, whether it's by abortion or anything else. And there is nothing beyond his saving grace and power. Go to Gianna Jessen's website. It's Gianna Jessen, GiannaJessen.com, or you can go to lc.org. That's lc.org for more information. We'll have Gianna back tomorrow on Faith and Freedom.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation.